It was a charming, beautiful morning. The blue sky was a canopy of blessings on the day. The sun's mild radiance warmed everyone's hearts, while the gentle breeze fanned the gathered well-wishers. This was the full moon day of May 2021, when I was ordained as a Theravada Buddhist monk. Full moon day in May is also known to Buddhists as Vesak, as the Lord Buddha was born, attained enlightenment, and passed away, the Great Demise. After spending a year in the Brisbane, Sri Lanka Buddhist monastery where I was ordained, I decided it was time to go to Sri Lanka and pay respect to my mindfulness teacher, Most Venerable Udamajiva Mahathiro. This trip became a turning point in my journey as a mindfulness coach. Do Buddhists practice the teaching of the Buddha? While Sri Lanka declares itself a Buddhist country, very few Buddhists know, train, or practice mindfulness, which is the core teaching of the Buddha. This initial visit to my motherland to pay respects to my mindfulness teacher was only meant to be 3 months long. However, during that period, my followers managed to organize a 5-day residential retreat so that my physical presence would better aid their practice. The attendees of this retreat were diligent, faithful, and devoted a great deal of energy to their practice. However, after speaking with several devotees at the retreat, I discovered that there was a lack of understanding of the teaching. While they all had good intentions on following the Buddha's path, the significance of mindfulness within the Buddha's teaching had not been understood. An introduction to mindfulness and the demonstration of its practice was very well received at this retreat. Meditation versus mindfulness. The success of this first retreat in turn led to invitations from all over the country for me to conduct mindfulness programs. Consequently, my 3-month trip to Sri Lanka has turned into 2 years, and counting as I am yet to return to Brisbane permanently. The longer I stayed and the more places I visited, I was increasingly convinced that there was confusion between meditation and mindfulness, as well as its techniques. Wherever I taught, I sought to gain insight into the participants' understanding of the true message of the Lord Buddha. My first question was usually a standard one. What is meditation? The most common answers to this question were breathing meditation and walking meditation, along with a variety of other meditations. However, it is important to note that these are simply techniques of meditation. Meditation, or bhavana in Pali, the language of the Lord Buddha, is defined as development, cultivation, or growing. This easily leads the conversation to my next question. What do you develop, cultivate, or grow in the context of meditation? The most common response to this was concentration, eradication of defilements, or the EAT, Full Noble Path. While these answers are not wrong, they are, however, based on academic knowledge and lack the experiential crux. Buddhists often have a habit of over-intellectualizing the Dhamma, reducing their opportunity to grasp the fundamentals of the practice. According to the Blessed One, what one develops, cultivates, or grows is mindfulness, or sati in Pali. Therefore, breathing mindfulness, anapanasati in Pali, walking mindfulness, and other methods are used to cultivate mindfulness, or bhavana, or meditation. These are the techniques or tools available to cultivate, develop, or grow mindfulness. The practice of mindfulness can and will lead to the eradication of defilements and ultimately lead to the attainment of nirvana, final liberation. However, to obtain these fruits of the Dhamma, intentional, continuous practice of mindfulness is imperative. This is why the Blessed One trumpeted that the four foundations of mindfulness are the one and only way for the purification of beings, that is Ikayanawayam Bhikkhav Mago. The key for us to reach the four foundations is the precise understanding and practice of mindfulness. In summary, meditation, that is bhavana, means cultivation. In this context, the cultivation of mindfulness, which is a skill, quality, or mental strength.